Afghan girls, particularly those who live in rural areas today, are still facing many obstacles in accessing education. Harmful traditions, cultural constraint, insecurity, poverty, and the lack of female teachers are some of the main barriers to education for girls. The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, UNAMA, has organized workshops and conferences around the country to raise awareness about the importance of girls' right to education. One of these workshops was in Paktika, southeastern Afghanistan. Muhammad Karim Atalwal, an official of the Ministry of Education in Paktika, was one of the participants.
There are many girls in high schools, but they cannot finish their schools because their families force them to get married. The parents often say that girls can only study up to grade 9.
In Afghanistan today, about 8.3 million children are in school and nearly 40% of them are girls. This figure shows a big improvement as compared to the Taliban era, when there were about 1 million children who went to school and only 3% of which were girls. According to the head of the Department of Women's Affairs in Paktia province, about 98% of girls in the province do not have access to education. Bibi Hawa Khosiwal, head of the Department of Women's Affairs in Paktika, explains.
People would like to send their girls to school, but there are some problems, as there are not enough schools for girls or professional teachers, and some people do not understand that girls have the same right as boys to have education.
Insecurity is another reason why girls cannot easily receive an education in Afghanistan. To deter Afghan girls from going to school, insurgents intimidate the parents, destroy the schools, and poison the girls. Recently, local media reported that 50 female students in Khurram Sarbagh district of Samangan province, central Afghanistan, were poisoned. 8 of them were in critical condition. Cultural constraint is often used to justify why parents should not allow their daughters to complete their studies. Jamila Yusufzai is a protection and promotion of women's rights officer of the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission in Paktika.
It is taboo for girls to complete their education, and instead they are often asked to get married early.
Harmful practices such as forced and early marriages, so-called honor killings, and bad, the practice of giving a girl to another family as compensation for wrongdoing, are all serious realities, barring many girls from seeking out education or remaining in school. Some girls escape from these traditional practices by running away from their families. If they are caught, however, they often face criminal charges. Since in 2010 and 2011, the Afghan Supreme Court issued an instruction to courts declaring running away as a crime. UNAMA has organized workshops and conferences to raise awareness about girls' education in partnership with civil society activists around the country. In Gardez, the capital of Paktika province, UNAMA already organized 3 such workshops this year, all attended by community elders, religious scholars, civil society activists, and journalists. Verosa Sarwari is UNAMA human rights officer in Gardez.
The objective being to mobilize and support the girls' rights to education and gender equality at the capital and district level in Paktika province, and to enhance cooperation and coordination among stakeholders and policymakers to ensure equal access to education.
In Lakhman province, eastern Afghanistan, UNAMA in March of this year organized a conference where women leaders from the province encouraged girls to focus on their education so that they may be able to play a more powerful role in Afghan society. One of the speakers was Zivunun Shofei, a member of the lower house of the Afghan parliament from Lakhman province.
My father was an ordinary farmer and had little income. My mother used to sell chickens and eggs to supplement my father's income and to support my education at the school. Although we were very poor, my intention was to complete my education and become a successful woman.
In 2009, Afghanistan enacted the Elimination of Violence Against Women law, which criminalizes 22 acts of violence against women, including rape and beating, and specifies punishment for perpetrators. According to this law, denial of access to education is considered a crime of violence against women. Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission officer in Paktika, Omid Omid.
I call all parents to allow their girls go to the school and encourage them to get education. And I call on government to provide education facility for girls in Paktika province. Afghan government ratified elimination of violence against women law in 2009. And according to this law, prohibit girls to go to school is a crime, but still no one is punished or prosecuted according to the provision of that law.
The lack of girls' school is an issue that needs to be addressed further, as it will help determine the country's future. The Ministry of Education estimates that it will take at least 13 years to meet the school infrastructure demands based on a current optimistic projection of being able to construct 500 new schools per year. But Afghanistan's girls will still need to be allowed to go to school.